grunge is not. Because grunge is dying. Kurt Cobain solidified its end, and the record companies can smell it. A future of sugary, happy pop awaits. What will they do with me? With any of us? We're already that dying star. Might as well help give them a push. The rain has risen in tempo, a drumbeat on my skull. The joint has gone out and I toss it into the crowd. It disappears into the ether, like I will soon. I picture my obituary, the phrase one-hit wonder, highlighted. All I'll ever be. But I don't have any more songs in me. My quill is broken. My heart has followed. I'm sick of myself. I raise my arms like Brandon Lee in The Crow. Evan and I saw that at the Angelica, an artsy movie theater down on Houston Street, which I mispronounced like it was the city Houston. We toured Manhattan that day, the first time either of us had been, hand in hand through the Met and wandering down paths in Central Park, sneaking through the plaza and pretending I was Eloise. Hot chocolates at a place called Serendipity, his blue eyes never letting me out of his sight. I never imagined I could be so in love. Only a short time ago, but might as well have been a lifetime. Those blue eyes will never look at me in the same way again. I'm tarnished. I'm filth. I heard a song called Only Happy When It Rains, and it couldn't be truer. Miserable people feed off misery, and that's all I have to give. I wonder what my mom and dad will say when they have to identify my body. They've both found new lives with new loves that would be a shoulder for them. Maybe they'll be relieved. Back home, my friend Winter has her own shit to deal with and brought Jeremy into her drama, so they'll mourn but are preoccupied enough to only think of me in passing. I know that's what they do now. They are still in high school, and I've dropped out, promising my folks I'd get my GED, but I never did. And high school seems so pointless and far away. I've lived in the real world. I've skipped down New York City streets with crack vials crunching under my feet. Out of spite, I've let a man inside of me whose name I didn't even know. I've crowd-surfed over 100 bodies chanting my name. I thought I was in love and never want the pain of it ending ever again. I'd rather be numb. I'd rather be gone. My feet are cold against the tar of the roof, the toenail polish chipped and starting to fade. I give another swig until the bottle is empty. I aim to launch it into the sky, not caring who I'd hit down below. I climb onto the edge, wobbling, teeth chattering, knees knocking, singing a Matthew Sweet song to the world, to this dark city where I never belonged, so far from a home. But I'm sick of myself when I look at you. Something is beautiful and true. World that's ugly and a lie. It's hard to even want to try. My vocal cords are raw from the vodka and pot. My tears make everything blurry. I go to pitch the bottle and my foot slips from a slick of water. I lose my heart as it leaps out of my throat and I think I've gone over the edge, plummeting headfirst to my death. But I fall backwards, smacking my head on the tar. The gray clouds above go in and out of focus until they disappear entirely. My eyes have shut, but I can see the night sky. And one little star. So dead, but so bright, guiding me not to slip into unconsciousness, praying for my survival. Like a diamond, it glows brighter, and I think that maybe it's Kristen's eye, somewhere up in heaven, winking at me to stay on Earth for a little longer because I haven't finished all I intended to do. As the rain washes me pure, its drumbeat now playing letters to Cleo's beautiful simmering song, Here and Now, while I travel back to what led me to become these twisted remains once called a girl. 1. Here and Now, Letters to Cleo. I'm leaving for Vegas tomorrow to join the Grenet Bouquets on their tour. Since it's summer, the rents have okayed the trip, as long as I promise to check in with them at every stop. I have to admit that they've been cool. I think they realize I finally found something I'm into and don't want me falling to pieces again. Like when I took off on my runaway extravaganza to mourn my sister's death and went on a series of adventures that led me to meet Evan and the rest of the Bouquets and sing for the first time to Cobain's music at a show. But also how I'm not as sad and messed up as I used to be before I left. With both mom and dad in new relationships, they are way happier too, and have also made time to talk with me about Kristen. There's a guilty feeling when someone dies that you're not honoring their memory if you don't think about them all the time.